Now, will you listen to him? For if that first covenant had been faultless, that is, if there'd been nothing wrong with that first covenant, God says, then should no place have been sought for a second. Now, what he's saying here is something I think very important. He's saying here the first covenant was not adequate, and it created a necessity for a better covenant. Now, somebody says, then the covenant was wrong. Oh, no. Will you listen to him? Verse 8. For finding fault with them, not with it. The problem never was with God's covenant. And there's nothing wrong with God's law, but there's a whole lot wrong with you and me. You and I are not able to keep it. We're not able to measure up to it. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. We've just read about that in Jeremiah, and you could read about it in the rest of the prophets if we have time. Now, verse 9. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws into their mind, write them into their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that, he saith, a new covenant. He hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. So, my friend, we're not under the Mosaic system. That system, God says now, it's old. It's an old model. He's brought in a new model today. And that new covenant he's made through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. And he did it because something wrong with the old? No, there's something wrong with us. And I feel sorry for these people today. And my friend, I come back to it. You're just drinking milk when you get back under the law. And you talk about keeping a Sabbath day. And you talk about keeping the law. You know you don't keep the Mosaic system if you're honest. You come short. Now, if you come to God, he's gracious today. The Lord Jesus is right now at God's right hand. You could come to him. If you would come to him, you can come and he will receive you. You and I can't keep the old. I like to put it in this story. I use it in the 8th chapter of Romans. It's like the woman or the housewife. She puts a roast in the oven, and at the price they are today, they don't put many roasts there. And so she puts the roast in the oven, and she gets busy in the kitchen. And so the telephone rings, and she listens to the phone, and it's Ms. Doe, John Doe's wife. And, boy, she has a bit of gossip. She begins by saying, have you heard? And believe me, she hadn't heard. And they talked for about 45 minutes or an hour. And all of a sudden, why, she smells something burning in the kitchen. And she says, oh, Ms. Doe, I got to go because something's burning in the oven and it's not dough. So she rushes into the kitchen, opens it up, the smoke comes out, and she runs, gets a fork, and puts it in. But the fork won't hold. And then she moves it over near the bone, and it still won't hold. And so she goes, gets the spatula, puts it up and under the roast, and then she lifts it out. You see what the fork could not do, the spatula now can do. And there's nothing wrong with the fork. The problem's with the roast. It's overcooked. So what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God now has sent the Holy Spirit. We have a new covenant. It's based on better promises. And that promise is that he's given the Holy Spirit to us today. And he's up yonder to help us. This, my friend, is a very wonderful passage of Scripture. And if you want to get off the milk diet, and I know they say milk is so good for you today, and it is, there's milk in the Word, but learn to eat some meat along with it. That meat today is to put the emphasis upon the living Christ, his ascension and his intercession yonder in heaven. for you and me today. My friend, when you and I lay hold of the living Christ, I tell you, we've gone to the heights. You can't go any higher than that in this age in which we live.